This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether we are at or past or still waiting for peak inflation, consumers have been spending up a storm 0.9% more than in April than they did in March. It's a sign that however consumers are feeling about inflation and thus the economy, they're feeling pretty flush right now, at least when it comes to pulling out their credit cards or dipping into their bank accounts to get what they want. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Americans' incomes went up 0.4% in April. But here's the thing. Personal spending went up 0.7%, and that's after accounting for inflation. Dan Haddon's an economist at Nationwide.
Things are looking pretty bright as far as the consumer is concerned. What this is saying is that despite the higher prices that consumers have to pay, they're still willing to go out and spend more.
More than they've got coming in every month. So how are they doing it? Ross Mayfield is at Baird.
What you're starting to see is people draw down some of the savings that they've accumulated over the past couple of years from pandemic era stimulus programs, significant wage gains, or really just not being able to have an outlet to spend your money.
Mayfield says consumers now have about $2 trillion in savings, but as they draw it down, they're getting stressed.
You're starting to see the pressure on the consumer, and the consumer hasn't cracked yet.
But he says there are signs of wear and tear. For one thing, continued high inflation has driven consumer sentiment down to rock bottom.
Inflation in and of itself is one of the least popular phenomenons out there. It pulls terribly. But given the position of the consumer, they're willing to survey that they hate inflation and then still go out and spend anyway.
But will people be able to keep up the spending from their savings? Michael Pierce at Capital Economics says not likely.
I mean, the saving rate's fallen from above 8% at the beginning of this year to 4.5% now, and that's just unsustainable.
Pierce predicts in coming months, consumers will start pulling back to protect what's left of their savings. University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson thought that would already be happening with high inflation and rising interest rates and talk of recession.
If, you know, the threat of a recession is looming, the smart thing to do is build your savings up.
But she says so far, Americans seem confident that they'll keep their jobs and their pay will keep rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.